I spend a fair amount of time, more I would guess than most people, at funeral homes. No, it's not some morbid curiosity. It comes along with my profession. I'm a rabbi. I officiate at funerals. Having spent the entirety of my rabbinic career at Congregation Beth Adam, the majority of the funerals I've officiated at have been in Cincinnati, at one particular funeral home. On occasion, I've officiated in other cities and seen other funeral homes, but I have to admit that I'm no expert in funeral homes. Recently, though, I learned of a funeral home that seems to be putting all other funeral homes to shame. I suppose the funeral home business is like many other businesses. There's lots of competition, and one needs a competitive edge to differentiate oneself from the competition. So Robinson Funeral Home in Easley, South Carolina, is adding a Starbucks. Yeah, you heard me right, a Starbucks. And they're not just serving Starbucks coffee to mourners and those who come to offer their condolences to families. They are building a full-blown Starbucks with tables, fireplace, TV, cash register, and Wi-Fi. While the funeral home will continue to offer their own brand of coffee to those not interested in Starbucks, and I'm assuming they're not going to charge for that, those who want a latte or cappuccino or iced coffee will have a choice. Unless you think that a Starbucks only open during visitation will be difficult to sustain itself, the Starbucks in the funeral home will be open to the general public. Those who aren't coming to offer their respects or condolences will be able to enter the Starbucks through a different entrance rather than going through the funeral home. And I suppose, as a nod to appropriateness, the decision was made that there would be no Starbucks signage outside of the funeral home. Having a Starbucks inside a funeral home raises all kinds of questions in my mind. Given that I begin funerals asking people to turn off their cell phones so they don't ring during services, will I ask people to turn off their iPads so they won't be texting? Will I ask people to leave their coffee outside in the foyer so no one spills hot coffee on themselves during the service and jumps up screaming? And I'm not sure what I'm going to say to that unsuspecting person who comes in to get a cup of coffee and finds themselves walking into a funeral wearing shorts and flip-flops and wearing headphones and singing along to their iPod. And I have to wonder, too, will this Starbucks encourage folks to eat low-fat pastries, given that some of the funerals that are taking place nearby probably are taking place because folks die from high cholesterol or heart attacks? And what kinds of cross-branded items are they going to be selling? Having a Starbucks in a funeral home brings a whole new meaning to the term travel mug. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.